It might sound cheesy to people, but it helps complete the message that I'm trying to put out.
Gotta let this remain mysterious, 'cause you're a wild dove, and I know you'll fly far, and I'll never see you again. But tonight my heart is singing, it's singing. Oh.
Right, we do have a happy ending to the album. I'm glad to hear that. Well, what an absolute pleasure, man. You very articulately and graciously described all the songs on your album. Again, it's called Brutalism, out now from The Drums. And this has been Johnny Pierce telling us all about it on Full Album Friday. And the last thing I like to ask is there a place people can go that would best support the band to buy the album?
Oh, that's really nice. I have no idea. I'm kind of like, I just make these records and I just, you know, cross my fingers and hope for the best. But I guess like you go to iTunes or something, that's great. You know what I'd say? If you can get to an Amoeba, go support Amoeba and buy a record there, because they're always, I always feel like they're running out of tune, you know, and it'd be nice to keep them around.
I'm pretty sure they are, man. The one over here on Sunset is moving to a smaller location, but they are staying alive.
But that, you know, that kind of feels like the beginning of the end, doesn't it?
It kind of does, unfortunately.
Let's hope not. Let's hope not. But.
Good call, dude. I think that's a good call. Well,
okay, go to Amoeba. Let's do that. I'll go too. I'll buy my record at Amoeba.
Why not, dude?
Yeah.
Well, we're very thankful for this, Johnny. I hope it was enjoyable for you as it was for us. And this will air when the album comes out on April 5th, and we'll podcast it and everything at the same time, too.
Perfect. Sounds great. Really appreciate all the interest, and it means a lot to me.
Thank you, dude. Okay, well, we hope to speak to you soon, and hopefully see you at your show out here in Tustin.
Yes. All right. See you later.
Bye. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Album Friday is a production of KX93.5 FM in Laguna Beach, California.
Interviewing done by me, Tyler Russell. Booking and promotion done by Alyssa Hayek. And production done by Jack Kirby.
And thanks for joining us for Full Album Fridays, journeying through a new record from an artist's perspective. More at KX93.5.com.
TGIF Laguna Beach, and to the listeners around the world, it's the last day of our KX Pledge Drive, so if you haven't called in or gone online to donate to the station, now is the hour. I'm Lisa Farber, publisher of Laguna Beach Vibe and LagunaNow.com, and I'm joined in the studio with five fellow Vibetizers. That's an affectionate term for people who advertise with my paper. Okay, so before we get down to business, I just want to say how honored I am to be here. There have been so many great hosts all week, so much support from the community, and I am proud to be part of this effort to keep local independent radio alive and ticking. I'm also happy to report that I have already exceeded my tally from last year's takeover because the people sitting in this room in front of me have all donated $100. Thank you all. And say hello to everybody.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. They're all here. Hi. Okay, so now to get the phones ringing off the hook, with a special incentive, I'm going to introduce Jeffrey Redeker. He's the chair of the Grapes for Grads Committee, and Grapes for Grads is coming up. So Jeffrey, tell us about that wonderful event coming up.
Well, thanks, Lisa. Yes, Grapes for Grads coming up on April 28th. Mm-hmm. It'll be from 1 to 5 at the Festival of Arts Grounds. This will be our 14th year. The Rotary Club of Laguna Beach is our host, so we're very excited about having their involvement. And all of the proceeds go to scholarships for both high school seniors at Laguna Beach High School and, of course, our undergrads at LCAD out in the canyon. It's been wonderful over the years to see us grow. From the very first year that we did this, we gave out $6,000 of scholarships, and last year we generated over $52,000 of scholarships for both need and merit-based scholarships. And, of course, you know this because you've been a big supporter of ours for a number of years, as has KX93.5, and that's what we're here for, because their support and your support has generously helped us grow our event. And yes, I think if people are involved in community events, they should want to support independent
Absolutely.
Radio in Laguna.
And you can hear all about that right here. You know, it's getting the word out about these things. And Jeffrey, I want to thank you for being so generous and donating four tickets. I'm holding four tickets here to Grapes for Grads. For the first four donations of $100 each, you receive a Grapes for Grads ticket. So you can donate $400 and get four tickets, $200, $300, $100. Anyway, we're going to play his first song. The first song from Jeffrey is Audio Slave, Be Yourself.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks. back with the KX Takeover. I'm Lisa Farber from Laguna Beach Vibe, and I'm here in the studio with four incredible Vibetizers.
Vibetizers.
Yeah, in the house. So I hear we have a call.
We do.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Lisa.
Yes.
This is Michael.
Oh, right. Hi, Michael. How are you? I know this is Michael Leach. I know this voice.
I'm an ex-Vibetizer.
Exactly. Of Cafe Zulu, for all you that don't know Michael. He ran an incredible restaurant for how many? 30, 40 years?
Seems like a 100.
Right. So how you doing today?
Fine. How are you, Lisa?
I'm great. Are you here good. To score the Grapes for Grads ticket?
Yes, I made a $100 pledge already.
Oh, fantastic. So. Okay, good, because I'll see you at the event. It's going to be fantastic.
All right.
Great. Okay.
Well, if you're involved, I know it's going to be good.
Oh, thanks a lot. Well, we got to get back to fundraising, so we'll see you later.
All right, Lisa, good
Thank
talking
so
to you.
Thank you so much for
Thank
calling
you.
In.
All right,
take care.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, that's a great start. We have three tickets left, everybody. Three more for Grapes for Grads for the next three people that donate $100 each. Okay, now we want to turn to Anne McGraw, bookkeeper extraordinaire. We love Anne.
Woo!
She gets us.
Yeah! Yeah! Thank you.
She
Thank
gets us
you.
out of a jam for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So tell us whatever you want to tell us about your. Things you're doing or...
I'm a bookkeeper, so I'm really busy because it's tax season.
Yeah.
You're so important, and so is the radio station, so I decided to take
the
morning
off. I know,
you've
been here twice this week.
I have, yeah.
Thanks for being here again.
Oh, absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I do, but I'm here for another reason.
Okay, yeah, tell us about that.
I wanted to play a song for a friend, a long-term... long-time friend of many of us in Laguna Beach who was in a random hiking accident in January. The song is Peter Gabriel, Don't Give Up, and I want to dedicate it to Anne Shea and mm-hmm. her family. You are all very, very loved.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Thank you.
Trees had burned down to the ground.
town, tried hard to settle down. For every job, so many men no one needs.
Don't give up, 'cause you have friends. Don't give up, you're not the only one. Don't give up, no reason to be ashamed. Don't give up, you still have us. Don't give up now, we're proud.
Okay, we're back live in the studio. This is Lisa Farber for the KX Takeover, and we are sending out the good vibes to Ann McGraw's friend, Ann Shay. So we hope that she has a speedy recovery. Okay, I just wanted to just reverse a little bit and tell everybody you know, how I love the station. Why? What do I do? 7 years ago, Tyler Russell, the general manager and owner of the station, called me in for an interview. It was in this very building here, and it was just concrete floors. And we sat on these two plastic beach chairs. They were like an inch off the floor. Picture Tyler squatting on a beach chair and me joining him. And he said, Lisa, so what can you bring to the station? What can you offer the station? I said, well, I love events. I love entertainment. And I love to tell people what's going on. It's just inherent in me. And that's what I've been doing for the last 7 years. And now, fast forward to today, I'm on with Ed on Friday mornings. We do a little weekend, what's happening. And also my LagunaNow.com page, it gives the information for the community info that's on the half hour every hour here at the station. So it's really useful. I hope people enjoy it. And, you know, this is the place to get community news, entertainment events. And if you love hearing that and you love going out, doing things you never would have known were happening, meet people, just get involved with the community, then you want to call in right now, this hour, and donate to the station. Okay, the number, yes, the studio number is 715-5936. You can also go online, kx935.com, and pledge your support and ask do it with Lisa Farber's show. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Anyway, so we're back here with the Vivitizers, and next I want to talk to Jacob Cho of Cho's Academy. Hi. How are you? Great. Thanks
I'm
for
great.
Being here.
How are you?
Yes, very good. So you have a studio just across the street, kind of a block away.
Yes, I
do. And the people that walk in and out of there, their lives get transformed. You do amazing things for the youth and the adults that take your classes. So tell us about that and, you know, what you want to see.
Okay, yeah, people. Well, Cho's Academy, we opened in 2009, so we're coming up on 10 years now, and we offer a bunch of amazing classes for the community, mm-hmm. for all ages. We have kids that we start at 3.5, and our eldest student right now is 65 years old, all in our martial arts programs. Mm-hmm. But we also have 6 a.m. boot camps where you can just sweat it out if you're not interested in the martial arts. We offer donation-based Kundalini yoga. A third of all gross proceeds go to charity every month. So every month we're involved in giving back.
To
some amazing charities. Thank you. Thank you very much.
6 a.m.
We're blessed to have some amazing teachers. And I'd like to thank Ann McGraw for that beautiful dedication to Ann Shea, who's a wonderful part of our community as well. Her son, Jimmy, trains with us, and our hearts and our thoughts are with the family. I'd like to also put up, I hadn't planned on this, but I hear now people are putting up stuff. If you donate to the radio station today, we'll give 1 month of training to any family member. So if anybody donates $100 to the radio station today, you get a month of classes at Chose Academy.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
I guess is next the song.
Tell us, you have a description
for
your song?
The song I picked was What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, 1971.
I think it's classic.
Yeah. It's timeless. It will resonate with all the generations. And I think just the words are really, there's a consciousness to it that was relevant when the song was released and today. And that is love, not war. And it's presented in a way that I think is really cool. He's not shoving it down anybody's throat, saying this is wrong, that's wrong, this is right, that's right. He's asking the question, what's going on? And he's saying, let's have a conversation about it.
Awesome.
So I thought it was a good song to pick for today's, my choice. Thank you, guys.
Nice.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Good job, baby.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey,
brother, what's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can dig it.
Stop. Right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find.
Hi, everybody. We're back in studio for the KX Takeover. I'm Lisa Farber. And, you know, I talk about events on air, so I just want to mention something that's going on. It's going on. What a coincidence. So right now, at the corner of Brook Street and Coast Highway, there is the 24-hour greet-a-thon that just started this morning. Michael Minatoli, our local greeter, is... he's having this fundraiser. He's raising money for the Live for Others Foundation. If you haven't checked that out, check it out online, liveforothers.org. It's a great, great organization, and it's a worthy cause. So if you're down there, say hi to Michael. Maybe drop a few bucks in the jar.
I saw him this morning. He was out there.
Yeah, totally. It's a giving day. He's going to be there for 24 hours. So just want to let you guys know that. Marathon. Another worthy cause. So... next, we have in studio, we're going to be talking to Phil Newton.
Oh, I'm on.
Yeah, Phil, oh, Phil, Phil.
Phil,
yeah.
Phil
is not only the greatest insurance agent ever in Laguna Beach, at least, you know, covering all your needs, you know, everything to keep you well insured. He's also a great music lover, and he takes advantage of all the concerts that go on here, and just saw him at the Martin Barr show, and what else, Phil? You went to the KX Christmas concert.
I try and hit everything in town because, you know, I want to support the community, I want to support the station and stuff and all, and plus you run into a lot of people you know and you have a good time, so, and I like your show. Anytime I want to know what's going on, Lisa keeps me up on it, comes by and go, you got to go to this, you got to do this, you got to do that.
Whenever I deliver, I pay rent.
Tries to keep me hip.
Totally. And I heard this morning you picked up a couple tickets to the Eels.
Yes, yes. That was a great deal. I think they have, what's it, Alyssa?
Alyssa
has one set left. So two tickets for the Eels for $50 is a hell of a deal. So, and if you don't know who they are, I swear to gosh, you'll enjoy it. You'll really enjoy it. They're good.
Phil, you know so much about music. Last year, you came on my show, and you pretty much launched the career of Greta Von Fleet.
Oh, yeah.
I know you did, because you played it here first, and then they were at Coachella a month later.
Yes.
So, wow. And I thank you for that, because that's a rockin' band. I was like, who are they? Oh, yeah, Phil. He brought them on.
We'll mix them up, you know. But again, a lot of the music I hear is off PBS, which is similar to, you know, 93.5 or whatever. And I listen to Morning Eclectic in the morning. And you hear all kinds of stuff, but not all the time. I mix it up between 93.5. Most of the time I have that on.
Well, so, you know.
Bring that back quick.
Run that loop back.
I can feel the daggers.
Awesome. Well, so you have a real cutting edge band here today. I'm not sure if they're new or old, but I've never heard them.
No, they're old, but the original song we wanted to play wasn't radio approved.
Friendly. No, and I'm glad I checked.
Family friendly.
Listen, their name alone I had to check. I had to get clearance on, you know,
But it was a fun song, but
it's a lot of F-bombs in that one.
Approved, so.
Okay, but we picked another one that's pretty...
F-bomb free.
Yeah, but still gives you the same...
I go, you better listen to that song.
Thank you.
tell you a story. Hand me down my walking shoes. Here comes Johnny with the power and the glory. Backbeat, the talking blues, yeah. He got the action, he got the motion. Oh yeah, the boy can play. Dedication on devotion. Turning out the night time into the day. He sing a song about a sweet loving woman. He do a song about the night. He do the walk, yeah, he do the walk of life. Singing, I got the woman down in the tunnel trying to make it play. Yeah, he got the action, he got the motion. Oh yeah, the boy can play. Dedication and devotion. Turning all the night time into the day. And after all the violence and double talk, there's just a song and all the trouble and the strife. We do the walk, yeah, we do the walk of life. Hey, we do the walk of life.
Okay, we're back. That was the Bastard Sons. I can say that. That was, in case you missed that. Great choice, Phil.
Lisa, listen, the phone's broke. I don't hear
ringing.
You know
what? That's what I was about to say. We need some calls here, you guys. We want to talk to you. We want to have some, you know, conversation. And we want some pledges.
Here you go.
Don't be shy. Here you go. Oh, we have a phone call? We do?
Yeah.
Hello? I need the headphones. Headphones. Hello?
Lisa, this is Larry Zayden calling.
Oh, hey, Larry. So great to hear from you. How are things over at the Lido Laguna?
Well, it's not Lido. It's Laguna Royale.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Sorry.
But you're doing a fantastic job for Laguna Beach, letting
Thank
everybody
you.
Know what's going on. Believe me, you're doing a fantastic job. I mean, without you, Laguna Nobody would know
Nobody
what's
would,
going on.
Like, have any idea. I know. Thank
right.
you so much. And I love seeing you out at events. I love nope. that you
right. and
like to get out.
A pledge and a donation so awesome. To the station, definitely.
Okay,
I'd
well.
I'd like to give and your time $100.
Oh,
awesome.
Hey.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hey.
The bell.
Hey.
Finally, the bell. Yay.
Thank
Listen,
you, brother.
Larry, yeah. I'm going
Keep
to give...
Bolt.
I want you to enjoy this ticket to Grapes for Grads for that generous
okay.
donation, okay?
Right.
Yeah.
I'll drop by.
Well, you come by the station and pick up your ticket because
okay.
it's going to be a great
Definitely.
Event.
I want everyone listening to know what a great job you do. I mean, for the tourists also. The tourists come here, they don't know what to do,
mm-hmm.
and they pick up your vibe, and they have an idea what's going on.
For sure. Thank you.
So you do a fantastic job.
Great. Well, it was really great
okay.
that you called in. I appreciate it. And I hope to see you, you know, soon. If not, you
okay.
know, maybe at the Sunset Serenades are coming up.
Very well.
In May.
Very well.
Okay.
Thank
Thanks,
you, Larry.
Larry.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
I think Larry's from New York.
Oh, my God. That's so cool. Great. So, yeah, I do tell people what's going on. And I have a couple things to say about tomorrow. Tomorrow there's a few happening events. There's the Eco Warrior Beach Cleanup. That's
yeah.
happening,
hey.
Yeah.
yeah.
Just want to mention.
Clean that beach.
Yeah, oh, no kidding. That's over at Aliso State Beach from 9 to noon. All the supplies will be provided and also chronic tacos, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, all beaches need to be cleaned up, okay? I've noticed
totally.
an increase in trash these days.
Stashy
and it's
trash.
Kind of appalling. As a matter of fact, when you go out for take a walk on the beach, bring a bag.
Yeah.
Just bring a bag if you can remember and pick
bring
up a
it,
few
take
things.
It home.
Yeah, public service announcement for sure. And also tomorrow, I think Ed mentioned this early this morning, and there's going to be a fundraising garage sale, or sorry, it's a mega yard sale, yard literally. It's at the No Square Theater on the entire lawn. 10 Boys Who Care. They've been doing it since 2013. They've been every year raising money, and believe it or not, for scholarships. And these kids from Thurston Middle School are raising money to give to graduates of high school. Yeah. So awesome. Okay. That's tomorrow from 8 o'clock to noon. 8 to noon. Or maybe 2.
There's also some Oak Street thing.
Oh, yeah. Oak Street tomorrow as well. It's a big community.
Yeah, I don't really know much about it, but there's ads all over.
It's the Hip District putting on this event. It's called Old School Laguna Day. Live music, giveaways, and special sales all day in the Hip District. Now, what did you say? There's something.
Let's go to the phones.
We're going to the phones. Oh, Phil's going to the phone. Great. Take it away.
Hey, Michael. How you doing, man?
Hey, brother, how are you today?
I don't know. You tell me. You're out there listening.
You're doing fine. Hey, I'd like to make a donation of $25, but you have to sing the Eagles chant, please.
The Eagles chant.
Do you know it offhand?
Oh, since fly,
you're such
Eagles,
a
fly.
Eagle fan?
Last time they won, I think I can't remember the words, but it was fly, eagle, fly, something. Hang on one sec here.
You have to sing it, though.
Fly like an eagle?
No, it's the Eagles chant for Eagles football.
Okay, well,
it's okay.
I'll tell you the Hortons.
Can I get a rain check?
All right, you got to sing it out your window. I'll hear it tonight, okay?
Yeah, Michael's my neighbor, so a great neighbor, too. So, Michael, I appreciate you calling in. I really do.
Yeah,
brother,
thanks,
anything
Michael.
For this great town. This great town. Love it. You guys are awesome, what you do here. And also the magazine that you guys produce here, The Vibe, is just awesome.
Oh, Thank you, Michael. Hey. I'm going to meet Michael.
I think we need to get him in here.
Next year.
Well, good luck with everything, guys. Thank you. I'll stay on the line and give you my information. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Michael. Bye.
Take care, brother.
Whoa,
bye-bye.
Two Michaels. Okay, great. So, geez, we're running on just perfect timing here. Our last Vibetizer here today is Bene Blasberg. She's actually representing, yes, Bene. She brought in her healthy juice, big jar of juice. We were all wondering what was in that jar. She's representing Pacific Blue Yoga. The owners, Brad and Marna Bright, sent their very best Bikram yoga instructor to tell us the benefits of the yoga. That it's actually right downstairs here, right next to the station. So
yeah,
we're neighbors. Tell
I
us.
Just want to say a little bit about our studio.
Yeah.
We offer some amazing classes. Our studio is heated with far infrared heating panels, mm-hmm. so you have the therapeutic benefits of a sauna, then the double dose of the yoga. Really, you cannot stand a chance with the effects of the yoga. Will help you out in any kind of way. Yeah.
Every which way.
Every which way. Uh-huh.
Awesome. Yeah. And you teach like almost every day practically.
Yes. And if you weren't, if you didn't know anything about hot yoga, it's 26 postures and 2 sets of breathing. It's always done the same way. And you can, if you didn't have the 90 minutes to do, you had a 60 minute class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have
all
sorts of classes going on down there.
Fantastic. And they are supporters of the station.
We are. And
definitely.
If we have any, the next 3 callers, we can give away a free month of yoga.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We've got.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Can I call in? Or
yeah.
Let me just call in myself here.
Absolutely. Okay. That's great, Vinay. Thanks. So tell us about the song that you are going to have us play.
Yeah, today I picked a little song by Revolution called Lay My Claim. Just to get the summer vibes going.
Nice.
Yeah. There we go.
Groovy.
Reggae time.
Made sense to me. Why some crave the limelight? It makes me wonder how I'm supposed to be. Could it be wrong to kick back and just write? Now let the truth be told. When in my zone, learn from the fighter's techniques. Now let the truth be sold to you. Eyes on the goal, but you're moving too quick. Don't speak.
Don't speak, just listen.
No doubt gonna lay my claim. You put in work and just wait and let it all unfold. Straight from the soul, now I stick to my goal always. Damn right, gotta lay my claim. Watch the whole world change. from the soul, gotta stick to my goal always. It's the truth, I step into the night, now it never made sense to me. Why some choose the limelight? Imagine if they put the time to seek, to find a talent and then watch it take flight. Well, let the truth be told, go to your zone, learn from the finest techniques. Well, let the truth be sold to you, come to your own, but you're moving too quick, don't speak.
Don't speak, just listen,
no doubt gonna lay my claim. You put in work and just wait, and let it all unfold. Straight from the soul, now I stick to my goal always. Damn right, gotta lay my claim. Watch the whole world change, and let it all unfold. Straight from the soul, gotta stick to my goal always.
Okay, we're back. Boy, that was a great song, Benet. Thank you so much. We all enjoyed that.
Awesome.
We have a caller that wanted to take advantage of the Pacific Blue Yoga offer.
Yeah, let's hear it. What do we got?
Hi, caller. You want to do some yoga?
Hi, Lisa. Susan from British Hair Company with Paul right here.
Oh, fantastic. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Well, I've been wanting to try that yoga there because I'm getting my knee replaced. So I wanted to kind of get strong before I do it. Yeah.
Great idea.
And then, of course, after.
Excellent.
Excellent.
So you'll start today.
First of all,
we got a class at 4:30.
What's
the question? The class at noon.
Paul wants to say hi, too.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing, darling?
We're just doing great. It's just
awesome.
Been such a really
awesome.
Good time, and, you know, we're still at it. How are you guys doing down there? The British Hair Company.
The British Hair Company is doing fantastically today.
We love you. We love that you put on the Royal Wedding last year. It was fantastic.
Of course, yes.
Just loved it.
You remember?
Oh, I was there. I was drinking Pim and eating
Pims and
little
lemon
sandwiches.
And eating scones and jam and
yes,
cream.
Yes, cucumber.
Cucumber sandwiches.
Yeah.
Fish and chips.
Are you going to do yoga too, Paul? Do you want to donate?
No, I'm not doing yoga. Apparently, I've got to make a donation. So Susan came in and said, here you go, you're making a donation, and gave me the phone.
Oh, that's great. Every little bit helps to keep the station.
Here.
So, okay, would you like to announce it, or you want to just...
We'll give $150.
Wow! That is so very
good
nice
job,
of
man.
You, Paul. So
yeah,
very
thank
nice.
You, Paul.
Paul, you're the man.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to do our bit to support. We've got to do our bit. And yeah. Susan said she'll throw a free haircut in for somebody as well.
Ah, wonderful.
Oh.
Awesome.
Okay.
How are you going to work that out? I don't know. I'll let you fight about that.
Okay.
Whoever wins, you come in for a free haircut.
Okay, well, we'll make that happen.
Or you can auction it off.
Okay, well, yeah. We have, Great, thank you so much. This is
all
just
right,
wonderful.
You, you have a fun day, and I assume somebody will reach out to me for my credit card number.
Yes, just hold on the line.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Good
Take
job,
care.
Man.
Cheers, guys. Bye.
All right, cheers.
Woo!
Cheers. Okay. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. I wanted to also thank Susan Royce for calling in. Medicare Extraordinaire. Oh, that rhymes. Okay. Susan Royce pledged $100 to the station.
Awesome.
And just for that, I'm going to give her a Grapes for Grads ticket, whether she wants it or not. Okay.
She'll want it. She'll
yeah,
want it.
For sure. Okay.
She drinks martinis, though.
Wow, timing's great. So we have, I'm going to play a song, one of my songs, and then we'll come back and, you know.
Cool.
Maybe we'll have time for Jacob's song. We'll talk to you in a bit. But, yeah.
Michael Diamond.
No, mine's Clarence.
From downtown
Manhattan,
the village.
My style's wild, and you know that it's stealing.
This gold bag's ripping, and you're doing the ball.
Shake your rope.
Segment for the KX Takeover. This is Lisa Farber of Laguna Beach Vibe. And this has just been just so much fun, people calling in. Thank you to everybody who's called in. I also want to thank right now Robert Holton. He has a new store over at Laguna Village where the Cliff Restaurant is, a new little boutique there.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And he's an artist. Yeah, pop. Anyway, yeah, okay.
Yeah, pop artist.
Yes, the pop artist.
Yes.
Drizzle, Drizzle, that's the word I'm looking for. Drizzle.
I know.
And
that guy.
He donated $50 to me and $50 to Ed.
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robert!
Yay, Robert! And thank you so much to the British Hair Company. That was very generous. And I hope that they enjoy their yoga Anyway, so also Jacob, who donated the month of classes. You just wanted to...
One month of classes, yes. Just for those of you who don't know, we offer a variety of classes. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for kids and adults, Taekwondo for kids and adults, kickboxing for kids and adults, donation-based Kundalini yoga, and we would gladly cover your donations for a month. We also have vinyasa workshops going on, 6 a.m. morning boot camps that are a mix of strength conditioning, cardio kickboxing, and yoga. And if there's anything else that you're interested in, please check out the site because we're always adding workshops. And yeah, so there's just lots of opportunities. If anybody's interested, $100 to the radio station, and you get a month of unlimited classes.
That's a great deal, man. That's awesome. That's a great deal.
Yeah. Thank you.
Really good job, man.
Yeah. Well, anything else anyone wants to add? Favorite shows, favorite? Vinay looks like she has something to say.
What about the yoga? I was saying, come on and take a class. We still have time today. What is it, Friday? We also have a lovely meditation that goes on at 6:30.
That's right.
Friday evenings, and it's still free. So if anyone is interested or That's new great. To meditation, mm-hmm. highly recommend that.
Okay. What time did you say that was?
6:30 on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes Friday. That is also, if we don't have a meditation, sometimes that's a yin class. But yeah, vinyasa, ashtanga, come take some flow, Bikram.
Ashtanga on Saturdays,
you can't go wrong.
Is great.
Yeah.
At Pacific
Blue. I agree.
Yes.
I just want to let everybody know, around town this weekend, there's a temporary art installation. There's an artist who's going to be drawing all over the streets of Laguna.
Oh, I saw
His name is David Zuma. So if you see this guy doing that, he's not committing a crime. Okay, it's cool.
Yeah, and those of you, if you can't get through, you can still call in later if you want and contribute to this group.
Phil.
Yeah.
Wow, or you can go on Facebook and do it too. Facebook. Yeah. You can contribute on Facebook.
That's why you guys are here.
Yeah,
you're here to
definitely.
Help me. I just, you know.
Yeah.
715-5936.
Uh-huh. That's the studio line. And then online, you can donate online. You can also become a member.
Yes.
We love members.
I just
members.
Did.
Yeah.
Woo. I just became a member.
You know, an annual membership. Mm-hmm. Lots of benefits.
Want to take another call?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Cool.
Gosh, yeah. Of course.
You ready?
Okay, let me have the headphones.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Hi. We're sharing headphones. Who's on the line?
My name is Laura.
Laura?
Yes.
Hi. Nice
Laura.
To talk to you.
Hi,
How
Laura.
Are you?
Is this for the Pacific Yoga fundraiser?
Another yoga.
Yay. Why not? Pacific Yoga.
Yes.
Well, it's for the KX93.5 fundraiser, but it's all good. And
okay.
We want
I
you
was,
to take
I don't know. So I wasn't sure what to do here. So
you can just,
I'm just calling in.
Okay.
You're so amazing. Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate you. So for the free month of yoga, you can come in and either, are we sending it through you guys or you're sending it to us?
She can just hold on the line and we'll explain
hold
it
on the line. They'll give you that information.
Right.
Can't wait to see
Thank you.
Sure.
Laura. Yeah,
Thank
just
you.
Hold on the
uh-huh.
line.
Thank
okay,
you.
So we got to go and we're going to send off the hour with Better Together. Oh, maybe Jacob, just quickly.
Sure, yeah. This version is the live version at the Kokua Festival in Hawaii. It's the festival is put on by the foundation, which was founded by Jack Johnson. And funds go towards educating kids in Hawaii about the environment and protecting the environment and respecting the environment. So I think it's a really good cause and it's a great song. And with that, let's hear it.
Wait, let me thank everybody.
Yeah, Ed, thank you, Lisa.
Ann,
thank
Phil,
you. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo!
Happy Friday. Enjoy Peace your out. Weekend.
There is no combination of words that I could put on a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I could try. Because this is your heart and these are our dreams. And they are made out of real things. Like shoebox photographs, sepia tone, loving,
Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions in my heart. Why are we here and where do we go and how come it's so hard? It's not always easy and sometimes life can be deceiving. I tell you one thing, it's so much better when we're together. It's so much better when we're together. Well, it's so much better when we're together. Yeah, it's so much better when we're together. So much better when we're together. And all of these moments just might find their way into my dreams tonight. I know that they'll be gone. The morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night, you say, they'll be gone too. Too many things I gotta do. If all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between with only two.